Right, I've been mulling over putting some kind of renewable energy into my house. I'm an environmental consultant, amongst other things, and consequently, I really do need to kind of put my money where my mouth is. And I've been mulling this over for the last 2 years, only because I can't get a decision from the planners, and it's kind of prompted me to record this boo about the need to. For conservation in the building sense and the need for conservation in the energy sense and how these things conflict with one another. So that the whole story started 2 years ago when I was trying to get some solar panels, some solar PV on the roof, and the back of the house faces southwest-ish and ideal almost for putting some panels on. But because the back of the house is actually the front of the house, that sounds crazy, but the front door's around the back and the main elevation of the house is around the back, and it's a Georgian sort of 7 bedrooms detached house, and that's the beautiful side, but that's the side you need to put the panels on. But it's also the side that you never see from the road. In fact, you can't see that side of the house from anything other than a hot air balloon. So I had the people around from Northwest Leicestershire listed buildings who said, and other sucking in noises like that. I said, no, that's the main elevation. You can't put anything on there. And I said, yeah, but you can't see it unless you're parachuting down. No, couldn't possibly do that. What about the other side? No, because that's the side facing the road. I can put it on the corner, actually, which would give me a bit of southeast today. No, side facing the road. So I then asked about other parts of the garden. We can stick it in. Basically told, no, not happening. So solar PV knocked on the head. Then went away and looked at ground source heat pumps. That'd be great, ground source heat pumps. Can't quite get the temperature that I need, so we'd need to put a bit of a booster in there. It's very good for low-grade heat. Not so great for high-grade heat. So if you want to fit it straight into your radiators, you need to boost it with an electrical heater to get up to sort of 55, 60-degree water temperature, which gives you your wet system. You can put it into underfloor heating because it's a low-grade heat. You have a massive surface area underfloor, and that will work beautifully. But I can't put underfloor heating in because the house is listed and I can't really change the floors without them failing, if you know what I mean. Furthermore, because it's in an old mining town, the only reason we can afford such a big house is it means that there's a huge amount of underground work. So drilling down causes me all kinds of mineral planning issues. So that's knocked on the head as well. So then we're thinking biomass, right? We live in the National Forest. We're right in the heart of the National Forest. We're surrounded by trees. In fact, sometimes can't see the wood for the trees. So that's the next option. So we look at that and we look at siting the biomass boiler, and we can put a woodpecker boiler in and it's going to do the job brilliantly, and we can put it outside away from the house. God, they're big buggers. But we need an 8 meter stack, between an 8 and a 12 meter stack. That means the chimney height. So number one, that's going to take some significant strapping to hold it upright. And number two, because it's a listed building, not going to happen within the curtilage of the building. So that's out of the window. So then we think, well, we'll stick it in the cellar and we'll feed it up an existing chimney. That's got to work. No, because all the chimneys are lined and we can't get it in that way. So then we can stick it in the cellar and we can put a stack up the side of the house. No, because it's a listed building and they won't let me do it. So I'm left in this really bloody awful situation where I can't do conservation because we're in a conservation building and it's driving me crackers. And there's this attrition of policy that really isn't been thought through. And it's interesting because it isn't just the kind of listed building thing, it's the mentality of the local listed building officers. Very, very old school. So, for example, when you've got a listed building or a historic building and you want to put an extension on it, the current planning policy at the top level is to make that addition clearly of now. So you can see that your conservatory or your extension has been built now and attached elegantly to an older building. It's not to try and do mock or faux anything. It's to have two very distinct styles, almost jarring, almost, you know, clearly contradicting. That is the way that forward-thinking planning policy is going. So we talked about putting a conservatory on the side of our house, and we wanted just a glass block that sat there, very modern and sleek. And I was told I might be able to apply for an orangery on the side of Georgian orangery. And you think, nah, this isn't right. And I know that if I talk to a better quality planning officer, I'd get a different decision. So not only am I frustrated, which clearly I am, I'm also, because I can't do it, I'm also frustrated because I'm not getting the buy-in of the people that matter. I'm not able to influence them. I don't like not being able to change minds. But the default setting is computer says no, and it's driving me insane. And it's such a shame, because something like, I mean, we missed our big chance with the feeding tariff. That, you know, you could be making money hand over fist, and my ex-business partner has gone down for PV panels. Nothing to do with the environment. He actually, frankly, doesn't care much about that kind of thing, despite running a green consultancy. He's done it because the money, you know, and at 43 per kilowatt, it's an amazing return set for 25 years. And we've got the same opportunity. You know, clearly that was out of line with the economic trends, and you know, government couldn't afford it. And frankly, panels had dropped in price so much that it was unsustainable. But rather than gently reducing it, it slashed. So everyone's rushing to get in by certain dates, and they kind of, you know, threw the baby out with the bathwater, really. A much more gentler decline would have been much more sustainable. And then we've got RHI, Renewable Heat Incentive, which has been put off, and is now mooted to be launched, I think, sometime next year. And in the interim, there's an RHI capital payment that gives you £950 towards the cost of any biomass or heat pump-based investment. And you can claim that and then claim the RHI payments. Now, the RHI payments, we don't know what they're going to be. For industry, they're about 7.3, I think, pence per kilowatt. And to buy the wood to put through the biomass costs you about 3.5 pence per kilowatt-ish. It varies. So you're basically, you know, you're making your money on you're getting your money back because you're not having to spend as much as you're getting paid for the heat that you're producing. God, that sounded crazy, but you know what I mean. And this is a real opportunity. It's not been announced yet. It could end up being less than that. It could end up being scrapped. You know, I don't know what this government are going to do. However, this is a real opportunity as well, but not if you live in a listed building. You're constrained so much, and it goes back to the kind of decision that we need to make on whether we want to kind of wrap ourselves in aspic and preserve ourselves, or whether we want old buildings bought into the modern era. And I don't think we know the answer to that, but it's driving me crackers. So at the moment, I'm not looking at anything because I can't. At the moment, I'm actually looking to leave, to move, which that just seems crazy bonkers. I've got a great house with a nice big garden and all that kind of stuff, and it's it just seems so short-sighted. So if anyone's got any ideas on how to deal with prickly, or not, they're not actually prickly, they're quite nice, they're just not very open-minded staff in terms of planning and conservation, let me know. And those of you that don't have the constraints of listed building or even a conservation area, go and get yourself sorted with biomass. It, you know, the payback's astonishingly short. The opportunities for sort of real sustainable fuel supply are brilliant, and it just makes sense so many ways. Okay, rant over. Apologies. That was really long and probably quite turgid for most of you.